Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Tuesday, the 18th of February, thousands bid final farewell to a Catholic priest brutally murdered in Myanmar.
One organization receives an international prize for its work in gender equality in the Muslim world.
But first, Pope Francis continues to rest and recover in Rome's Gemelli Hospital. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merlo.
And I'm Kelsey Gussie. Starting off with a brief update regarding Pope Francis's health. Matteo Bruni, director of the Holy See Press Office, spoke to journalists on Tuesday morning, saying the Pope rested, had breakfast, and spent some time reading newspapers, as he regularly does. He said he had no further medical updates and that more information would be provided on Tuesday evening. Pope Francis has been in hospital since Friday, when he was admitted after suffering from bronchitis for the last 2 weeks.
Aid to the Church in Need, an international Catholic organization dedicated to the pastoral and spiritual support of persecuted and suffering Christians, is calling for prayers after dozens of people were killed in terrorist attacks in western Burkina Faso. Christopher Wells tells us more.
More than 200 terrorists attacked three villages in western Burkina Faso at the end of January, leaving at least 26 people dead, including at least six Christians. Homes were set ablaze by the attackers, forcing residents to flee. And less than a week later, further attacks led to more deaths. The attacks took place in the parish of Tansila, a regional center in Banua province in western Burkina Faso. The parish includes 37 villages, about a third of whose population is Christian. News of the terrorist assaults was relayed to Christian aid organization Aid to the Church in Need by Father Jean-Pierre Keita, an ACN project partner who lost his father and several other family members in the attacks. Father Jean-Pierre has called for prayer. "Please pray for the conversion of hearts so that everyone may become a peacemaker," he said, adding, "Pray also for the government in Burkina Faso, the defense and security forces, and the volunteers for the defense of the fatherland, so that their daily efforts may bear fruit for peace, reconciliation, and social cohesion." In his appeal, Father Jean-Pierre remembered others affected by terrorism, saying, "Our prayers are also with the worldwide victims of terrorism. May they rest in peace." I'm Christopher Wells.
Thousands of Burmese bid their final farewell to Father Donald Martin Yi Nang Win, the Catholic priest brutally murdered on February 14th in his parish of Our Lady of Lourdes in the Archdiocese of Mandalay. As Devin Watkins reports, 10 people have been arrested in connection with the murder.
More than 5,000 mourners gathered in the village of Pien Orluin, defying the dangers and prevailing violence, to honor the late Father Donald Martin Yi Nang Win. Priests, religious figures, and the faithful of Myanmar assembled at the Catholic Church of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary, where Archbishop Marco Tin Nguyen presided over the funeral mass. The ceremony included the reading of messages from the Apostolic Nunciature in Yangon and the Bishops' Conference of Myanmar, which expressed their deep solidarity with the grieving community. The turnout at the funeral reflected the high regard in which Father Donald was held among the local people. During his homily, Archbishop Tin Nguyen condemned the cycle of violence gripping the nation, saying that violence only brings death and destruction. It is always a defeat. He called upon all armed groups and actors involved in the conflict to lay down their weapons and to take a path of peace and reconciliation. Father Donald, who was the first parish priest of Our Lady of Lourdes Church, was known for his dedication to the community, particularly in organizing educational initiatives for children and young people. The area where Father Donald served is controlled by the People's Defense Force, or PDF, an armed group opposing Myanmar's military junta. The group has reportedly detained 10 men from the village where Father Donald was killed. They have reportedly been transferred to a court established by the PDF in areas outside government control. Father Donald's death is the latest tragedy in Myanmar's ongoing conflict, which has claimed countless lives and displaced millions. I'm Devin Watkins.
The Niwano Peace Foundation will award its 42nd Peace Prize to Musawa, meaning equality in Arabic, a global movement for gender equality and justice in Muslim families and Islamic law. The award ceremony is scheduled to take place in Tokyo, Japan, on the 14th of May. In addition to an award certificate, Musawa will receive a medal and a cash prize of 20 million yen, or 126,000 euros. Lisa Zingarini tells us more.
According to a statement released on Tuesday by the Niwano Peace Prize Committee, Musawa has been selected for its significant contribution to the cause of women's leadership in interfaith dialogue for human rights protection and peaceful coexistence, which align with the principles of the prestigious Peace Award. Founded in 2009 by Zaina Hanwar from Malaysia and Ziba Mir Hosseini from Iran, the organization brings together advocates, scholars and activists to challenge gender biases entrenched in laws and practices while promoting positive reforms for women's rights in Muslim countries. Since its inception, the movement has grown into a vast network that spans over 40 countries, including regions in Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and the Global North. The statement recalled that a key aspect of Musawa's work is its focus on education and leadership development. The network has launched several training programs aimed at increasing women's participation in leadership roles within Muslim contexts. Furthermore, Musawa collaborates with various stakeholders, including legal professionals, religious leaders and social service organizations, to advocate for legislative and policy changes that promote gender justice. Beyond legal advocacy, the organization actively combats gender-based violence by organizing workshops, training sessions and awareness campaigns. All these initiatives, concluded the Niwano Peace Prize Committee, are an excellent fit with the values and mission of the foundation, which aims to recognize and encourage those who significantly contribute to interreligious cooperation, fostering global peace. I am Lisa Zingarini.
Pope Francis has sent a letter commemorating the 20-year anniversary of the Theology Faculty of Triveneto, Italy. The faculty was established in 2005 and connects a network of 5 theological institutes and 7 superior institutes of religious sciences in the north of the country. In his letter, the Pope calls on educators and pupils to persevere in their mission for the good of the Church. Deborah Castellano-Luboff has more.
Pope Francis has called on educators to faithfully and effectively transmit Christ's message throughout the world. The Holy Father did so in a letter commemorating the 20-year anniversary of the Theology Faculty of Triveneto. The text, signed by the Pope on the 28th of January, was sent to the institution's rector. In his letter, the Holy Father noted that the faculty's 20th anniversary provides him with the opportunity to join in the common thanksgiving to the Lord for the good accomplished in these years, especially for the benefit of younger generations in the region. I encourage, the Holy Father underscored, the entire academic family to persevere in its collaboration with the mission of the Church to spread the message of Christ in the world, faithful to the genuine tradition, but open to reading the signs of the times. This, the Pope explained, means courageously taking on new challenges to effectively bring the truth of the gospel to contemporary man. To achieve this goal, the Pope called on the faculty to be an increasingly important place of formation, not only through the study and deepening of theology, but also through the Christian witness of each individual. I hope, he said, that the teachers will especially help the young to realize themselves based on the truth, goodness, and beauty that have their source in God. With these sentiments, Pope Francis concluded, renewing his gratitude for their ongoing educational commitment while invoking upon them in their pursuits the protection of Mary and imparting his apostolic blessing. I'm Deborah Castellano-Luboff.
Cardinal Michael Czerny, prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development, will travel to Lebanon on Wednesday for a 4-day trip. On the agenda will be meetings with church officials and with the Mufti of Tripoli. Speaking to Vatican Radio ahead of the visit, Cardinal Czerny discussed his hopes for the trip.
I'm happy to accept the invitation of the Maronite Patriarch, Cardinal Rai, who invited me last November, but the conditions didn't permit. I'm very happy to go and witness the work that the church is doing, the care they're taking of those who've been forced to flee, 1 million people forced to flee, displaced by the war in the south, and to bring the news and the image and the reality of Lebanon to more public view. The purpose of my visit is first and foremost to bring the presence, the prayer, the solidarity, the affection of the Holy Father to the people, to the leadership, and to the church in Lebanon. This is the most important message, which I'm happy to communicate. And I do it with a sense of admiration for the Lebanese people, for their ability to keep on struggling with their problems, not giving up, and not allowing the extremes to overcome the quest for solutions that meet the needs of everyone. And this is a great sign of fraternity. This is a great sign of synodality. And in this jubilee year of ours, it's a great sign of hope.
That was Cardinal Michael Czerny ahead of his visit to Lebanon. While in the country, the Jesuit cardinal will take part in a moment of prayer at the port of Beirut in memory of the devastating explosion of the 4th of August 2020, which claimed thousands of lives and left many more injured. Also on the agenda will be meetings with migrants, internally displaced persons and refugees supported by Caritas and the Jesuit Refugee Service.
Also in the Vatican, the week-long jubilee focus on artists and culture recently concluded looking at the theme Artisans of Hope. The Dicastery for Culture and Education concluded the week yesterday, bringing together representatives of Catholic cultural centers around the world. Around 40 delegates from various continents belonging to universities, dioceses, and religious congregations took part. Among them, Claudio Mauro, Mario Betti participated. He's the director of the Australian Catholic University Rome campus, and he spoke to Thaddeus Jones about his impressions of the gathering.
We were a bit sorry because we were not able to meet the Pope, but of course he is sick. However, I think it's a crucial element in the overall experience of the Jubilee to be able to celebrate the Jubilee of culture. It was quite an impressive moment, and the liturgy yesterday was very important, and the homily that the Pope gave is a crucial moment in understanding the role of culture within the Catholic Church today.
What do you think is particularly relevant and important when we're looking at culture and we're celebrating it with the Jubilee being the occasion for that, even from your own work and your own experience?
Extremely important. I think that we need to understand that culture is at the root of transmission of the Catholic faith. It is crucial for us to understand how we can transmit the faith that we are living. And culture is the way through which we transmit the faith we are living. We need to redefine what culture is, and we need to do it without fear of facing a world that is rapidly changing. We need to understand that the world, and that's part of what the Pope said yesterday, the world needs creators of culture.
That was Claudio Mario Betti, head of the Australian Catholic University Rome campus, speaking to Vatican Radio's Thaddeus Jones. That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News.
For more on these and other stories, please visit vaticannews.va.
Many thanks go to the fantastic Gabriele Di Domenico in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Kelsey Gussie.
And I'm Francesca Merlo.